弟兄姐妹们平安。人们常常说，要读好一本书，要明白他这本书在讲什么，那要读懂它的开始是非常的重要。
We often say, when you want to read a book, really understand the book, the first few chapters is very important.
我们读圣经也是如此。
Same thing for us to read Bible.
圣经的第一卷书《创世纪》的前十章是关于整个的人类。
So the first 10 chapters of the first book, Genesis, is concerned the entire humanity.
神在这十章中启示了人类是如何被造、如何堕落，以及如何遭受大洪水的刑罚。
So in those chapters, God revealed the creation of human, their fall, and the punishment of the great flood.
也让我们看到人类在堕落后的生活状态，以及它如何在这地上绵延。
So they also show us the state of human life before and after the fall and their propagation on earth.
我们同时在这些章节中也看到这世界上有两类人。
Same time in those chapters, we can see there are two types of people.
他们并非是性别上的分别，而是灵性的不同。
They are not distinguished by gender, but a difference in spirit.
一类人是属肉体和血气的。
So one type is belong to flesh and blood.
从本质上来说，他们的生命是整个人类在罪性中堕落的缩影。
So in essence, they are a microcosm of humans fall into sin.
他们反对神的权威，崇尚自我，是人类世界观的缔造者和跟随者。
So they oppose God's authority, idolizing the self.And they are the creator and the follower of human world will.
另一类人则属于神。
The other type belong to God.
他们与神在灵里连接，听从神的话，跟随神，与神有非常亲密的关系。
So they are connected with God in spirit, obey his words, and follow God, and have an intimate relationship with him.
可以说这两类人的生命是泾渭分明。
So we can say the life of those two types are distinctly separate.
今天我们要从创世纪的第四章和第五章来看到这两类人其实早在亚当和夏娃的时代就已经产生了。
So today we'll see from Genesis chapter 4 and 5 that those two types of people actually originated in the era of Adam and Eve.
一种是该隐的后裔，而与之相反的是赛特的后裔。
So one lineage is that of Cain, and the other opposite lineage is that of Seth.
他们的生命带出迥然不同的生活形态，深刻地影响了之后的世世代代。
And their life brought forth vastly different lifestyle that deeply influenced the generation to follow.
直到如今，人类的文明已经到了一个前所未有的高度，但这两类人类的后裔截然相反的生命与初代人类所表现的仍然是如出一辙。
So until today, human civilization has reached to an unprecedented height, but this dramatic different two type of human descentare still as identical to those of the earlier humans.
盼望我们都能够从今天的经文里面，我们能够获得启迪，明白属神的后裔应该有的生命样式，而能够立志活出来。
So hope of today's scripture, we can all gain enlightenment and understand the life pattern that the descendant of God should have and determine to live like that.
那如果我们中间弟兄姐妹都已经读过创世纪第四章和第五章的时候，就会发现在这一段的经文中出现了人类历史上好几个第一次。
So if you read, if you have read chapter 4 and chapter 5 of Genesis, you may notice that there are several firsts in human history appeared in those sections of the Bible.
的确，人类在被罪污染以后的生活形态，其实早在创世纪的第四章就已经呈现出来了。那我们接下来，我们就会一个一个来看它十个的第一次。
So indeed, the lifestyle of humanity after being tainted by sin was already presented in chapter 4 of Genesis. And let's look at one by one, each of those first together.
我们首先来看第一个第一次，就是人类产生了第一个后裔，是记载在创世纪的第四章第一节到第二节。
So let's see the first, which written in the Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
我们可以一起来诵读这一节的经文，你可以用英文读，也可以用中文来读。
Let's read it in Chinese or English.
我们一起来， let's read it together. 有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。那在这里我们看到亚当和夏娃得了他们的头生子该隐。
So here you can see Adam and Eve had their firstborn son, Cain.
该隐的名字在圣经里面是有注释，就是得的意思。
So in the Bible, the name of Cain meaning gotten or acquired.
他的出生应该给人类第一个家庭带来无比的愉悦。
So his birth should have brought enormous joy to the first human family.
我们从夏娃对神的颂赞里面就可以看出，因为他说耶和华使我得了一个男子，神给了我们家一个儿子。
We can see from Eve's praise to God, I've gotten a man from the Lord.
但是不幸的是，这个人类的头生子却继承了他父亲亚当所有的罪性和咒诅。
Unfortunately, this foreborn son of humanity inherited all the sin and the curse, sinful nature from his father Adam.
非常有趣的是，圣经说该隐是种地的，而亚伯是牧羊的。
Very interestingly, the Bible states that Cain was a farmer, while Abel was a shepherd.
头生子该隐所做的是他的父亲亚当在悖逆神之后违背神的禁令所得到的工作，就是汗流满面，终生劳苦，从地里得吃的。
So the job what the firstborn Cain got actually was the same type of job his father Adam after rebelling God and breaking his, God's commitmentthat type of job, which working hard, you have to sweat all the time, and getting food from the soil.
而他的弟弟亚伯却做的是神在造人的时候就托付给人类的使命，替神来管理神的创造的生物。
So on the other hand, the job Abel, his brother Abel got, was basically the mission.God assigned to human at the time of creation, which is manage the creature made by God.
在这之后，第三节到第七节，就记载了圣经中第一次有人类自发主动的向神献供物。
So from verse 3 and verse 7, it recorded the first offering by human to God.
但是这一场献祭却引发了一个家庭的悲剧，而人的罪性在这场悲剧中被展露无遗。
Unfortunately, this offer is triggered a family tragedy, and all the human sinfulness was fully exposed in this incident.
我们一起来读第四章的第三节到第五节。我们一起
read verse 3 to 5.
有一次，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。我们常常对这一段的圣经感到非常的疑惑。
So we often find very puzzled with passage of the Bible.
为什么神会偏爱弟弟亚伯的供物而看不中该隐的呢？
So why God favor Abel's offer over Cain's?
为什么神没有照单全收，也许这一场家庭的悲剧就可以避免呢？
So why God didn't accept both offer, maybe to avoid the tragedy altogether?
在诸多的解释中，我个人最为倾向的是神首先看重献礼物的人。
So among all interpretation, my personal I personally lean towards the idea that God first look at the person making the offer.
这是有圣经根据的。
This has a basis on Bible.
因为在第四章的第四节和第五节就是红字的部分。
In verse 4 and 5, in red.
圣经是这样说的：耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
It states the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering.But on Cain's and his offering, he didn't look with favor.
也就是说，神首先看献祭者，然后才看祭物。
That means God first look at the offerer, and then at the offering.
就如约翰在约翰一书三章十二节所说的。
Just like First John chapter 3 verse.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
It says, "Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil, and his brother were righteous."
神看不中该隐，是因为他本身是恶的。
God disfavored Cain because he was evil.
亚伯所献的与后来神教导以色列民要为自己的罪献羔羊的赎罪祭何其的相似。
And Abel's offering resembled the sin offering that God later instructed.Israelis to make their sin with lambs.
又直接预表了神所设立的耶稣基督为人类的罪所献代罪和挽回的祭。
It also directly foreshadowed the sacrificial and atoning offering of Jesus Christ for humans' sin.
所以亚伯因为他能体贴神的心意。他本身是善的。
So Abel was favored because he was considerate of God's will, and he was inherently righteous.
今天神对于我们有着同样的要求。
So today God has the same expectation of us.
我们对神的奉献，无论是服事还是物质上的奉献。
Our offering to God, whether in service or in material form.
纠察我们的内心，究竟是出于对神的敬畏，还是出于自我的私欲。
So we should examine ourselves, our heart. Are they out of reverence of God or out of selfish desires?
我们必须牢记，就像神监察亚伯和该隐的献祭一样，神首先看我们的所事，再看我们的所献。
So we must remember, just as God scrutinized the offer made by Abel and Cain, God first look at who we are, and then what we offer.
接下来，那我们看到说，该隐因为神没有看中他和他的献祭而发怒，那他做了什么呢？
So next we see Cain got angry because God did not favor his offer. So what did this Cain do?
第四章的第八节，我们一起来读。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 8.
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。那中文的新译本根据希伯来文的古卷加了一句话，该隐对他弟弟亚伯说，我们到田间去吧。该隐起来袭击他的弟弟，把他杀了。
So then in the new Chinese version, which is based on an ancient Hebrew manuscript, and there was one sentence added, Cain said to his brother Abel,Let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
所以这一个描述就更加清楚地凸显了该隐谋杀他的弟弟亚伯是有预谋的。
So this additional description emphasized that Cain's murder of his brother Abel was really premeditated.
该隐作为兄长，为什么要杀害他的弟弟？
So why did Cain, as an elder brother, kill his young brother?
我们前面已经讲过，因为神没有看中他和他的礼物，所以他发怒了。
So as we mentioned earlier, it's because he was angry because God had not looked with favor upon him and his offering.
所以追究他的怒气的根源是亚当的罪性，使他完全的以自我为中心，不再以神为中心。
So that means the root of his anger lie in the sinful nature inherited from Adam, which made him self-centered rather than God-centered.
他不被神接纳这个事实，没有促使他去寻找为神悦纳的途径，激发他按神心意讨神喜悦，而是让自己被罪缠住。
So the fact he was not accepted by God,That fact did not lead him to seek ways to please to God and understand God's desire, but instead he allowed himself to be entangled by sin and vented his jealousy on his brother.
旧约的雅歌第八章的第六节描绘记恨如阴间之缠人。
So in Song of Solomon, it's described, portrays jealousy as cruel as the grave.
箴言的十四章三十节说嫉妒是谷中的朽烂。
And in Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 30, also stated that envy rots the bones.
人的嫉妒是人罪性非常原始的表现。
So human jealousy is a very primal manifestation of human sinfulness.
是以自我为中心的人在所愿不得和利益 自觉利益受到妨碍而产生的负面的情绪。
So it's a negative emotion that arises from a self-centered individual when they cannot get what they want or feel their interests are hindered.
如果不加以管束和控制，就会产生像该隐一般可怕的恨，以至于要杀害自己的同胞弟弟。
So without a restraint or and control,It can lead to this hatred as terrible as Cain's, even to the point to murder one's own sibling.
人类彼此仇视、敌对、攻击和杀害，就此拉开帷幕。
So from then on, the curtain was raised on the humans' enmity, hostility, attack, and murder.
所以我们今天既明白了记恨的根源和它所造成的恶果，就要靠着圣灵来致死它。
Therefore, now we understand the source of jealousy and the evil it produces. We must rely on Holy Spirit to put it to death.
不要容让它在我们的生命在我们的教会在我们的工作和我们的家庭中留下破口让撒旦有机可乘来破坏我们的人际关系
So not allow it to create breaches in our lives, family, churches, workplaces and don't give sudden an opportunity to destroy our relationship evencommitment to God.
那我们看到该隐，他因为记恨杀了他的弟弟，那神是不是要追究呢？
So, now we see Cain killed his brothers. So, what did God do?
我们一起来读第四章的第九节。
Let's see chapter 4, verse 9.
耶和华对该隐说你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”那我在这里要请问大家，该隐知不知道他的弟弟亚伯在哪里
？So I want to ask everyone: Does God know where Cain's brother is?
Does Cain knows where his brother is?
Oh, does Cain know, sir?
Yeah. So Just a question to everyone. Does Cain know where his brother Ab is? Yeah. 因为他自己亲手杀了他，对不对？所以他知道他的弟弟亚伯在哪里。那这是该隐杀的一个弥天大谎。This is a lie from Cain. 那我想再问大家，神知不知道？
So let's ask.Whether God know where Abel was?
神也知道。
Yes, God know.
因为接下来神就说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。”
Because God then said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cry out to me from the ground."
该隐在这里所欺骗的对象是全知全能的神。
So, the one Cain tried to deceive is the God, the omniscient and the non-potent God.
这只能凸显出他的愚蠢，他是一个愚妄人。
So this only highlights Cain's foolishness and making him a foolish person.
神痛恨谎言和不真实。
God detests lying lips.
这是箴言十二章二十二节所说，说谎言的嘴为耶和华所憎恶。
Which is described in Proverbs 12, chapter 12.
我们是蒙了神独生爱子耶稣基督的救赎，除去了我们的罪性，有了基督复活的生命。
So, we are the one have been redeemed by the sacrifice.God's only Son, Jesus, which removed our sin nature, sinful nature, and gave us a new life of in Christ's resurrection.
我们就应该要弃绝谎言，不要让谎言再引诱我们犯罪。
So we should renounce lies and not let them tempt us into sin.
而是要杜绝虚假不实或者扭曲事实的话语出口。
So we should stop speaking any words with falsehood or untruthness.
要靠着圣灵来管束我们自己，成为在话语上没有过失的完全人。
And allow Holy Spirit and control ourselves, so make us to be perfect in speech without fault.
那我们看到该隐，他虽然杀了他的弟弟亚伯，那神对他也很愤怒。
So Cain killed his brothers, and God was angry.
但是该隐和他的妻子开始在地上，在地上繁衍。
But Cain and his wife has offsprings, their offspring began spread.
他们生了他们的头生子。亚当夏娃的大孙子名字叫以诺。
So their first son, which is the first grandson of Adam's Eve, named Enoch.
该隐的这个以诺和后面第五章中亚当的另一个血脉，通过赛特所生的第七代孙与神同行的那个以诺是两个完全不同的人。
So this Enoch of Cain's son was completely different from the other Enoch mentioned later in chapter 5 of Genesis, who was Adam's seventh generation descent, who walked with God.
我们一起来读四章的十七节，我们一起来。
Let's read verse 17.
该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他的儿子的名字将这城叫做以诺。该隐的这个儿子一出生，他父亲就为他建了一座城，并且以儿子的名字来命令这座城。
So once Cain's son was born, Cain built a city named after his son.
人类的城邦制度就此开始。
So from then on, that marked the beginning of the human city and state.
人们开始划地为域，各据山头。
And people began demarcating territories and claim ownership over land.
在英文中有一个形容词叫 territorial.
So the objective territorial in English?
它的本身的含义是所有权，但是 它是含有这个 ownership， 就是拥有权的这个意思。
So it's implied ownership.
每个人都可以根据自己的利益来划出所有权的领域。
So actually everyone might delineate a domain of ownership based on their interests.
在该隐杀人和建立城邦以后，
So after Cain's act of murder and establishment of a city and state,
人就为了保护自己的利益而引发了各种各样大大小小的战争，彼此杀戮，直到如今。
So human and then began wage war of various skills and to protect their interests and kill each other, and that continued to this day.
但是教会是神在地上的体现。
However, church represents the kingdom of God on earth.
既是神的国度，神是一切的拥有者。
As it is God's kingdom, God is the owner of everything.
所以我们在教会生活中就要立志操练彼此相爱的心。
Therefore, in our church life, we should strive to cultivate heart of love for each other.
不要只顾自己的利益。
Not just focus on your own interest.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，世人就能够认出我们是基督的门徒了。
When we we show love each other, and then the world then can recognize as a disciple of Christ.
我们是有神的生命的，我们不再是该隐的生命。
So we are the life of God, not life of Cain.
那我们读到这里，我们就发现亚当该隐之后短短的几代，他们的生活已经离神的心意非常的远了。
So now you can see, as we read on, we can see that just those few generations after Adam and Cain, the life of human have already strayed far from God's intention.
到了该隐这一支亚当的第七代孙拉麦，首次出现了人类历史上第一个 重婚者和第一个一夫多妻的家庭。
So by the seventh generation descent of Adam through Cain, which is Lamech, we encountered the first incidence of bigamy and a polygamous family in human history.
我们一起来读十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫亚达，一个名叫喜拉。那神在创世的时候所设立的一夫一妻的婚姻模式，到那个时候就已经被破坏了。
So the model of monogamous marriage established by God at the creation was broken at that time.
所带来的后果是家庭从此失去安宁。
So the consequence is the family losing their peace from them.
我常常说我们中国人的字非常的有意思。
So the Chinese character is very interesting.
譬如这个平安的安字。
For example, the character for peace.
是宝盖头下面一个女字。
So it's composed of a symbol of a roof covered over a woman.
在那个宝盖头 roof 是代表家。
So the cover, the roof represents a house.
下面一个女人就家里一个女主人。
And under the house, the family, only one woman.
这是神所要给我们的祝福。
That's what God blessing us.
但是现在却不是一个女主人了，是两个甚至更多的女主人。
But then it got changed, more than one, two and more, mistress in the house.
所以平安就失去了。
And we lost peace in family.
我们看到记恨、怨怼、争吵是家庭中不断上演的戏码。
And then you will see, you see the jealousy, resentment, and argument become very common in family dramas.
在如今的世界中，这种屡见不鲜对婚姻的不忠，是可以追溯到该隐的后裔拉麦。